Good morning. It is 7:41. It is Thursday, January 19th, and it is time for your KDNK local newscast for this Thursday morning, January 19th. I'm Steve Cole, live from the heart of Carbondale's Creative District. The environmental advocacy group Clean Air Moms Action has launched an ad campaign in seven states opposing the nomination of Oklahoma Attorney General Scott Pruitt to head the Federal Environmental Protection Agency. Eric Galatis reports.
A group of clean air advocates is running a series of television ads opposing President-elect Donald Trump's nominee to head the EPA. Clean Air Moms Action says Oklahoma Attorney General Scott Pruitt has a long history of opposing clean air and water standards that protect families. Gretchen Dahlkemper, director of the group, points out that Pruitt has sued the EPA multiple times, challenging the Clean Power Plan, regulations to reduce methane emissions, and more.
These include standards for reducing soot and smog pollution. This includes trying to repeal protections against emissions of mercury, arsenic, acid gases, and other toxic pollutants from power plants.
Pruitt's supporters say he would do his part to protect clean air and water while rolling back regulations he thinks are unnecessary or that hamper business and cost jobs. According to the National Resources Defense Council, Pruitt joined coal and power companies twice to reverse the mercury and air toxic standards under the Clean Air Act. Dahlkemper maintains that the regulations Pruitt has been challenging are still necessary.
We need to continue to address these issues. Childhood asthma is on the rise. We need to address smog and ground-level ozone that impacts the most vulnerable lungs of our small children.
For KDNK, I'm Eric Galatis.
The Carbondale-based online magazine Alice is organizing a march this Saturday in solidarity with the Women's March on Washington. Maura Masters, editor of the magazine, recently joined KDNK's Amy Haddon Marsh to talk about the march and what it means.
Well, first of all, hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good. You know, I'm the editor of Alice, the online magazine, and Alice is by, for, and about real women, and it's based here in Carbondale. And so this seemed like a good opportunity to get a bunch of women together. And I'm always about that. Love getting women together, dressing in costume, marching down the street, singing songs, you know, nothing better. In this case, we have a reason for doing it, and it's because there's the Women's March, which is a giant grassroots international movement. And so far, there are about 370 towns that are holding a march, or cities.
Around the world.
Around the world, yeah.
Oh, wow.
And Carbondale is one.
And this is in solidarity with the march in D.C.
This is in solidarity. They're called sister marches.
Okay.
Yeah, if you're not going to D.C. There's a huge one in Denver as well. And so this is what we can do in our little town. You know, the women here are great and fun and motivated.
So what are you going to do?
So we're all going to meet at the Goat parking lot, which is at the corner of Cowan and 133 at 9 a.m. on Saturday morning.
Okay.
And then, you know, we're going to get all our banners and posters in line and then walk down the Crystal River Trail or the sidewalk to the roundabout and back again. So it's about 3 miles.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's going to be a letter writing campaign to local representatives with refreshments and things at the launch pad. Starts probably around 11:30, I think. The organizer of that is Alain Pevic. It's called the Carbondale Unity and Well-Being. Somos Unidos. We are united. To, you know, keep the movement going.
What is this movement for you, Maura Masters?
You know, I've been thinking a lot about that, Amy. You know, I've been a event planner for a long, long time. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think events have to have a backbone, you know. In this case, I think it's a reaction to what's going on in Washington on Friday. But,
and
you know,
this is the inauguration of President-elect Donald Trump.
Yes. I've been thinking long and hard about it. And, you know, why do women still have to march for equal rights?
I just got the movie Suffragette out of the library. And
I
was thinking the same thing. I haven't watched it yet. But I was just looking at the cover thinking, boy, we're still marching.
That was the English movement, right, that happened after the movement in the United States by Alice Paul and Lucy Burns, who, you know, were furiously active in ratifying the 19th Amendment, which gave us the right to vote.
Mm-hmm.
So Alice, the online magazine, is named after Alice Paul.
Oh, yeah, I thought it was named after you.
Yeah, my middle name is Alice. So is my grandmother's
name. But no, it's named after
Alice Paul and Alice in Wonderland. Alice in Wonderland for navigating a curious landscape and for ratifying and speaking for women everywhere, mm-hmm. Alice Paul.
So you're thinking, why are we still marching?
Kind of. Why are we still marching? I mean, you know, especially this week when it, you know, it's the civil rights movement is uppermost in people's minds, celebrating the Martin Luther King holiday. Mm-hmm. The civil rights movement came about because there was a need for voter registration. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, Amy, there's still a need for voter registration.
I know it.
And this election, you know, this is my own opinion, was won by a quarter of the vote. And there's still registration fraud and threats in the Deep South. And, you know, I mean, come on. That was, what, 45 years ago?
Yeah. So it's in our lifetime.
It's in our lifetime, mm-hmm. right. You know, the Equal Rights Amendment was approved in 1973, still
that's
hasn't been
70s.
Ratified.
Right.
So that's 45 years. So mm-hmm. 45, 50 years, women have been looking for the same thing, mm-hmm. and men. Men are welcome to the Women's March also, of course. You know, it's all inclusive. It just seems crazy to me that half the population is so easily dismissed.
Exactly.
And our rights and our needs and, you know.
We're still getting paid less than males for the same job.
Right. So I think this march, this Alice March, is one of unity, of course, and one of support, of course, but it's also one of action. So, you know, it'd be easy, I guess, to be against this administration, but it's so much better to be for something that you can change. President Obama just said, change only happens when ordinary people get involved. Well, we're all ordinary. Mm-hmm. And so the fight continues.
What do you want participants to take away from this?
What I'd like them to take away from this is a passion for, you know, pick your topic, you know, child care, equal rights, equal pay, whatever affects you personally as a woman, your family, your lifestyle, and fight. You know, use that power. I was also thinking on the way over here, I can't imagine men rallying around and marching down the street wearing, you know, kitty cat hats. And holding banners.
What's up with this kitty cat hat thing?
Well, it's also a national campaign, international campaign. And I think you probably remember the controversy during the campaign of President-elect Trump grabbing something that he probably shouldn't.
The P word.
Yeah, the
mm-hmm.
P word. And so this is, you know, the P word grabs back. You could probably say pussy on public radio.
On the air, but,
yeah,
you know.
Right. So pussy grabs back. And so you'll see women wearing pink kitty cat hats. And, you know, Alice was formed to give women a voice. This is the second thing people can do is get involved. You know, get involved, write your representatives. Otherwise, you know, Alice is a forum for women to write and read and be heard. It's a safe place for women's voices. We publish seasonally. It's online. And we're all volunteers. And we have about 1,800 readers.
Wow.
Which is great.
That's great.
We have a good presence on Facebook, and we have a theme each season. Mm-hmm. So the next one, editorial, is due February 15th, and it comes out March 15th, and the theme is sisterhood. And I'd love to have people's experiences from this march here in Denver, Washington, wherever you happen to be.
Well, Maura Masters, thanks very much for organizing the march. And for telling us about Alice the Mag, and for coming in today.
Thanks a lot, Amy.
Saturday's march in Carbondale begins at 9 a.m. in front of the Goat Restaurant. Alice the Magazine is at alicethemag.com. Tune in tomorrow for more on how women from Glenwood Springs are getting involved in Saturday's activities in Denver. Donald Trump's pick for Secretary of the Interior, Republican Montana Congressman Ryan Zinke, promised to manage the nation's public lands for multiple uses during his confirmation hearing on Tuesday. Zinke testified before the U.S. Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee that he also opposes the sale or transfer of federal lands to states. Eric Galatis reports.
Congressman Ryan Zinke, President-elect Donald Trump's pick to run the Interior Department, said he's committed to a balanced and sustainable approach for managing the nation's public lands. Chris Sager with the Western Values Project says lands critical to outdoor recreation economies in Rocky Mountain states are frequently targets of oil and gas development, and says Zinke's approach sounds promising.
The Department of Interior has implemented a number of reforms over the last few years that create a balance between those two uses that make sure that the outdoor economy can continue to flourish alongside the traditional energy industry.
Sager adds Zinke will likely face pressure from energy companies to gut those reforms. Zinke told the Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee he disagrees with Trump's assertion that climate change is a hoax, but supports oil and gas development on federal lands to boost the economy. According to the Center for Responsive Politics, the oil and gas industry, including Halliburton, Oasis Petroleum, and the Red Apple Group, contributed more than $340,000 to Zinke's campaigns in the past. Sager says ultimately Zinke will be judged by his ability to serve the interests of the American people over special interests.
Many of them want to write the rules themselves to make sure that oil and gas development or coal development are the very top priority. We hope that he has the courage to stand up and tell them no.
Zinke told the committee he opposes any transfer or sale of public lands to states and said his three priorities as Secretary of Interior would be to restore public trust in the agency, tackle a national park maintenance backlog of over $12 billion, and support the department's frontline workers.
This is Eric Galatis reporting for KDNK.
A boulder fell onto Highway 133 on the south side of McClure Pass Wednesday morning, at mile marker 31 near Paonia Reservoir. Traffic was impacted for just a couple of hours, and Tracy Truelove of CDOT says crews were able to move it out of the way so traffic could get back to normal. Aspen is having a sister march in solidarity with the March on Washington on Saturday. The Million Women Ski and March begins at Aspen Art Museum at 11 a.m. before heading to Aspen Mountain for a community ski lap at 1 p.m. at 2. Another gathering marches from the Gondola Plaza, accompanied by poetry and music. Public Works again has begun chipping Christmas trees with the help of the Parks crew. This Friday will be the last day for Christmas tree drop-offs. The pile of chips will remain until mid-February, and residents and businesses are welcome to take chips from the pile.